listen to this podcast on audio-only platforms, well, rest assured, there's a link in the description that takes you to the video format of this podcast interview. Now, let's get on with our special guest. Let's get right into it. Listen, a lot of times, what gives me the
accreditation, if you will. And words of hope. Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this particular live stream. We got a lot to talk about. I got to make sure everything is good to go, so you guys bear with me. Let me know if the audio sounds good. Please let me know if the audio sounds good. We want to make sure we give you guys a very interesting podcast, to say the least. Disturbing, if you will, but interesting nonetheless. So just give me a brief moment while I get everything together, get my thumbnails uploaded and things of that nature, and I'll be right with you guys. For those of you who are tuning in live and on the replay, my name is Darshawn McAway. I am the host of wildpodcast.me, and I do thank you so much for being here. I'm very delighted, and it's been a very emotional 29 days, and a lot of people have the slightest clue what I'm going through, right? Make sure the audio's good. Okay, that'll have to work for now. Facebook, let me know if the audio sounds good. Put a message in the comments. YouTube, let me know if the audio sounds good. Put a message in the comments. We're gonna be here for quite some while. I know throughout your life, throughout my life, we are gonna have a series of different questions that are gonna happen to us, or questionable things, so to speak, right? Are we good? Y'all want to come up closer? Right? So this life, let me say this. This life is teaching me a slew, if you will, of different things. I've been in situations that I couldn't believe that I was in. I've been in arguments that I didn't think whatever would happen. I've lost people who I didn't think I would lose. And as you keep on living this life continuously, the best way that you know how, the one thing that's going to happen to you is that you will be tested. That is the one thing that has to happen to you. This life, whether you like it or not, it has to test you to see how determined you are to continue to keep on living. It has to. And as you're going through this test, what you're going to start to realize is that's all that it is. And many of us are going to fail. Many of us are going to give up. I don't know why we're going to fail. I don't know why we're going to give up, but we are. Let's work on this audio on Facebook. So you guys bear with me, but YouTube, green microphone. Thank you. Thank you guys for being here. So throughout your life, you're going to realize that you're going to go through so many different trials and tribulations, and that's just a part of it. It tests your character. It tests your integrity. It's supposed to test everything that there is to know about you, right? Bear with me. Okay, I think it sounds good. Nobody's not telling me anything, but I guess you guys will tell me later. So anyway, today's live stream is about the hate. I believe, it is in my personal belief, I don't even think it's my opinion, but it's in my personal belief that all of us have hate in us. All of us have love in us. And throughout this lifetime, you're going to have the opportunity to exercise your love and to exercise your hate. Let's do this. Maybe I should just do this. I'm going to use a different microphone. You guys bear with me because it's chopping up too much on Facebook, because I want to get right to it. And I also want the crowd to build up. So please, if you're in there, let me know. Let me know you're in the building. You guys bear with me. This was a impromptu live stream. Wasn't too for sure if I was going to do it. Wasn't really in the right mental space to do it. But a lot of times when you don't feel like doing something is when you need to do it. And that's one of these live streams. It's a live stream where I need to focus on what I need to focus on so I can get the message out there. I think a lot of people don't understand what it takes for you to make it to the top of where you need to be. That's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of ambition. It's a lot of persistence. It's a lot of telling yourself that you can do something. It's a lot of believing in yourself, and you have to understand that you are not the only one that's going through something. You cannot and you should not think that all the troubles in the world are just simply happening to you. A lot of times you do tend to realize that the world is revolving around us. The people who are in our lives, they are revolving around us, but it's not always about us. Most of the time when you tell your stories, your story is a story of glorification. It's a testimony. It's a story that if you're not too embarrassed to share it, it's going to help somebody else that's in that same position, that's in that same light. There are many of us that have many different types of addictions and bad habits or whatever the case may be. There are people right now that are in jail that are dealing with things that they wish they never done. And as they go through about their lives, they're consistently and they will always be judged. So the hate that you harbor in your heart, it's really kind of up to you. It's a choice. It's a decision that you make within your heart to say, you know what? I hate this person. When you can simply say, I love this person. See, the dynamics between hate and love, it comes off as if you say that you love somebody or you like something, is that as a man, it seems like you're soft. If you say that you hate something, it kind of comes off as if you're, you know, you're rough, you're mean, you're masculine. But when you think about it, when you truly think about it and you say, well, why is it that I hate something so much? And the very thing that I hate, how do I know that it doesn't hate me? I have this theory that I used to teach my little girl. I say, whatever you don't like, just know that it probably doesn't like you either. And that's been my whole theory for life. My whole theory has been, if there's something that you don't like, well, maybe it doesn't like you either. And if it's something that you hate, maybe it hates you too. My point is, you don't have to stay in a place of hate. That's a very strong word. It's a very strong emotion. It's a dangerous place to be. There are a lot of people who hate people just because, and there's no real reason or logic to it. They just hate just because. And you have to be careful, because your hate, if it hasn't already, your hate can kill you and it can kill other people. As a matter of fact, not only can your hate kill other people, but you ruin the person who was attached that you killed, you're ruining their lives as well. See, we don't see the ripple effect of when we cause harm, when we take children out of a household, when we remove people and relationships, or things just go the opposite way, we don't see the ripple effect of the different people that are attached to different individuals. What we see is, I'm just getting rid of this individual because I hate that person. That's what we see. That's what we recognize. That's what we notice. And I'm telling you, I can assure you, it's probably one of the worst places for you to be in. Now, am I sitting up here saying to you that you need to kumbaya every day? No, but you do not have to go around hating people. You don't have to go around being hateful. But we have a tendency to keep on doing that. Our whole goal is to just simply just keep on hating people. And for what reason? There's been plenty of people throughout history that said that they hate something, and there's no real reason behind it. I've heard a person say to me a long time ago, I was in my 20s. It's a young man. I heard a white woman say to me, I hate black people. And I go, well, what did black people ever do to you that you hate them? She couldn't tell me anything because it's BS. You got to ask yourself, why do I hate something so much? Why do I hate it? What's the deal? Why is it that I'm being so spiteful and vindictive? Why am I doing that? It's a decision that you decide to make for yourself. You decide to live this life basically the way you want. It's totally up to you to make most of the decisions that you've ever been making, to be honest with you. Let's check the audio real quickly on YouTube. That was a no-no for me. You guys bear with me. Facebook, everything going well? Let's double check you one more time. Testing, testing, 1, 2. All right. Testing, testing, 1, 2. All right, so YouTube sounds good. Facebook, I don't know what's going on with Facebook, man. What's going on with Facebook? You guys bear with me. All right. Anyway, there's a lot of different things happening in my life. I'm losing loved ones near and dear to my heart. You don't ever want to see anything happen to anybody. You really don't. You don't want to see something happen to somebody that you love. Me personally, I like to see people live as long as they can live. I like to see people prosper as long as they can prosper. It doesn't bother me to see somebody successful. It doesn't bother me to know that somebody's ahead of me. It doesn't bother me like that. Never has, never will. And one of the main things I want people to know about this particular podcast and about me in particular is that I'm not a hateful person. So you guys got to understand that I'm trying to live this life. I'm trying to live this life the best way that I know how. And that's what this podcast is about. Trying to live this life the best way that you know how, without being hateful, and how to share some of your love, some of your inspiration, the best way that you know how, without basically causing trouble. A lot of us have extremely strong opinions, extremely strong faith. But when that hate and that dislike gets in there, it can be contagious. It can overcome you for sure. And I don't want people to continue living this life thinking that that's what you're supposed to do. You're just supposed to go around and try to beat everybody to the top. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with having nice things. There's nothing wrong with having a bunch of money, but there's something wrong when you have to hurt people, beat people, make them be non-existent in order for you to feel good or for you to get to the top. There's something wrong with that, for sure. And you don't have to live your life that way. And I'm telling you guys, I know it sounds crazy. I know it seems that you need to beat everybody so you can be the richest or be the fanciest. But I thought about something over the years, but definitely recently in the past 2 weeks, is that if heaven is a part of the goal to obtain, why is it that we're trying so hard to seek after riches and get all the money when in actuality, you can't take it with you when you're no longer in existence physically? I think in theory it sounds good because nobody is really picturing death. You're not really picturing that, oh, when I'm dead, because I had $1 billion, that this is what's happening to me. You're not really thinking of it that way. You it's like you're thinking of it, but it's like it's impossible to take any of this stuff with you because it's just things. I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of half the things I got anyway. Because I'm tired of moving it from place to place and toting it here and lugging it there. You know, buy clothes to do this, buy shoes to do that. I'm actually getting tired of doing it. And as I keep on looking now at this life, man, I start to realize that it's a lot bigger than what I think. The purpose, the goal, and who you are as a person is much more than just trying to obtain things. It has a lot to do with probably your peace of mind, where you are mentally. What have you been doing for yourself physically? The people who are within your circle, like your family members or close friends or whatever, what's your relationship like with them? How do people view you that really know you personally? Do they hate you? Do they adore you? And when I tell you that this window of life can be open and closed at any moment, I'm telling you, it can be open and closed at any moment, meaning it can shut down in an instant. We've seen on plenty of broadcasts on live television where the host of the show passes out, faints, people doing comedy skits, getting knocked out. Some people never recover from it ever again. There's just so many different things happening. And for you to focus on having hatred in your heart, hatred in your soul, it's just not a good place for you to be. You shorten up your time span. You make things difficult for you for no reason. You get your body sick. You become ill when you start thinking evil, when you're starting to be vindictive and trying to get revenge. You know, this life, man, again, it's very interesting. You guys bear with me. It's very interesting. Extremely interesting, this life. Because it's almost like you sink or you swim. You know, I would like for people to, I'm telling you, man, I would like for people to swim. I wish I could, and I will, just not today. I really wish I could express to you guys the disappointment that I have in certain individuals that are making things difficult for me. Hold on, guys. One second. Where can I send the... You guys bear with me. But it's not necessary because I don't want to stay in that space. I don't want to stay in that space because it's not a good space for anybody to be in. I recently lost my uncle. And at the moment, you know, we have decided not to talk about things and not to share anything at the moment because it's just been a different process. It's been a different process. And excuse me, guys. It's been a process. And you got to figure it out. You got to figure it out. What I've just noticed about this life, and I thought I had a good handle on it. I don't know what's going on anymore. I wish a lot of people happiness and prosperity. I don't wish anybody any type of sadness. I don't want anything to go wrong for you. I want everything to work out for you the best way possible, because when you lose people and when things are not going your way and you don't feel well and you're struggling and you have to battle with things, it's just really hard for you to get out of that sunken stupor, if you will. Because this life, if you don't live it, it will pass you by. It'll pass you right up. Hold on, guys. This life will pass you right up. I'm struggling today. We're struggling today. Because I really... I got this saying, and it's probably a bad saying. My hands are tied on the information and some of the things that I can say about anything. And when you live in this life, you really start to realize that a lot of what you say, you do have to be careful on what you say, because it can be taken out of context. And you can get a lot of people upset. Hell, you can even get yourself sued. So you do have to think about what you say before you start saying it, you know, and started voicing it to the world. I think I need everybody to know that your life is very important. And I don't think a lot of people understand how important they are. Because when you're no longer here, you have always been a contributing factor to someone's life. Doesn't necessarily mean like you're being a contributing factor to your wife or your daughter or your mama. You're being a contributing factor to somebody in your life, whether it's at your job, I don't know, out and about in traffic or at the grocery store. You are important. And you have to understand that every day you have an opportunity to wake up and make this place not just a better world, but just make it a little bit more better for yourself while making the world a better place to be in. That's your opportunity. And there's a lot of people that I know, when I look at their life and I go, man, we're a wasted opportunity. I try to do my very best to put out as much information as I can to be a beacon of light, because I want it to be inspirational. I wanted to be able to look back on my body of work and said, man, I hope this helps somebody at some point. I didn't want the perception of me or the character of me to be perceived as I'm a hateful person, or I didn't care about anybody, or I was inconsiderate, or I'm evil, or whatever the case may be. I don't have time for it like that. Who does? And throughout history, you're going to see that there are plenty of men and women who are categorized as just evil and hateful people. And there's no real reason behind it. There's no real reason behind the fact that you have to grow up as a child, turn into a teenager, then turn into a man or woman, and start to have a continuous hatred in your heart for people you have not even introduced yourself to. Hello to everybody who's entering in the chat on Facebook and YouTube. Hello. I hope the audio is good. Let me know if it's scratchy or if it's poppy. We will fix it. So you can't grow up living this life thinking that you're going to get far if you continue to hate people. It just, I promise you, it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't even sound logical. I'm trying to reach a level of peace and understanding, because when I look at the time frame of how many people live to, I don't know, 50, 60, and 70, those numbers look real slim. And this is a very stressful world that we live in. You know, when you talk to most people and you ask them like what their problems are, you know what we'd be focused on? We'd be focused on like bills, stuff that we can't pay. A lot of people do have some like extremely bad health conditions. But then when you look at them, you go, well, what are you doing to try to fix it? A lot of people will tell you that they hate their position in life. And you ask like, well, what are you doing to try to make it different at least? Who are you asking for help? Who are you talking to in general? There's a lot going on, and a lot of people need to open their eyes. And I hope you don't get blindsided by a lot of different things, because everybody's time and everybody's day is coming, and it's a very uncomfortable feeling. It's a very uncomfortable feeling making arrangements. It's almost like, and I've heard this before, survival's guilt. And I don't even know, you know, why it's a thing, because surviving is just like what we do. But why do we have to feel guilty about it? And I don't want people to live in that place and that understanding that, yeah, we live and we die, but you gotta get living though. Cause I don't want you to miss out on the opportunity to be who you really want to be, to give yourself a chance. I gave myself a chance to, you know, talk behind a microphone and talk on the camera. And if nobody wouldn't hire me from a network, I had to give myself a chance. I had to hire my own self to make it happen. Because I have to believe in me. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You have to believe in yourself. You have to make it happen for you. That's the choice that you have to make. And you got to understand that although it should be easy, it's not going to be easy, because there are other people who are going to intentionally get in your way. There are going to be people to convince you that you shouldn't like to do a certain thing, or you shouldn't like a certain group of people, all because they don't. or what their perception of it is and their understanding is that this group of people is like this. And I'm not talking just black and white. I'm just talking about the dislike and the hate for certain things in general. And I'm telling you, it's just not a safe place to be. It's not a safe space. So I hope you guys get a chance to live this life the best way that you know how. I think I'm going to get off here in a second and make a phone call and then come back on. But I really wanted to kind of get that out. And, you know, one of these days I'm really going to have the opportunity to say what I need to say, is that I'm kind of bound right now to say certain things. But I want everybody to know that I wish the best for you. Get the hatred out your heart. Start loving on people more. And start loving yourself a little bit more too. My name is Darshawn McAway. I am the host of wowpodcast.me. Until next time, we'll see you guys later.